AI. So here's a sentence that should make every startup founder and every enterprise CTO stop scrolling for a second. The most powerful AI model is not always the right AI model, and the company is figuring that out right now. They're saving millions of dollars a year. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one is genuinely fascinating to me because it cuts against the narrative we've been sold for the past 2 years. The narrative has been bigger is better, more parameters, more capability, more intelligence. AI GPT-4, Claude 3, Gemini Ultra, these are the names you hear, these are the models everyone benchmarks against, and they are genuinely impressive. I'm not taking that away from them. But here's where it gets interesting. A growing number of engineers and enterprises are quietly discovering that for the actual work they're doing, the repetitive stuff, the structured stuff, the stuff that happens 10,000 times a day, these frontier models are, to put it bluntly, overkill, expensive overkill. We're talking about using a Formula One car to drive to the grocery store every single day. AI. So what's the alternative? Smaller, open weight models. Think Mistral, Meta's LLaMA family, Microsoft's Phi series models that run in the 3 to 30 billion parameter range, often on hardware you already own or can rent cheaply. And the punchline, for narrow, well-defined tasks, extracting data from documents, classifying customer support tickets, generating structured outputs, running retrieval augmented search, these smaller models, especially when fine-tuned on your specific data, are matching or beating the frontier APIs. At a fraction of the cost, AI. We're talking about engineering teams reporting they cut their AI inference bill by 80 to 95% by routing 80% of their calls to a local 8 billion parameter model. That is not a rounding error. That is a business model change. And honestly, I think this is one of the most important structural shifts in AI right now, not because small models are winning, they're not winning everything, but because the smartest teams are building what analysts are calling hybrid stacks, frontier model for the hardest 5 to 20% of calls, smaller local model for everything else. AI, that's the architecture, and it's spreading fast. The takeaway here is simple but kind of profound. Intelligence is not a monolith. Different tasks need different tools. And the companies treating AI like a utility. Matching the right model to the right job are going to have a serious cost and speed advantage over the ones just defaulting to the most expensive API every time. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the frontier labs race each other on benchmarks, something else was happening quietly in the background. AI, and it involves a French startup, a lot of venture capital, and a very deliberate strategy to reshape who controls AI. Story number two, Mistral AI. Founded in Paris, backed by over $1.6 billion from Microsoft, Nvidia, Salesforce, and others, Mistral has been doing something that sounds almost counterintuitive for a company trying to make money. They've been giving their models away, open weight permissive licenses, here's the code, go build stuff. And if you're thinking, wait, how is that a business? That's exactly the right question. AI, because what Mistral and Meta with LLaMA are actually doing is playing a longer game. They're trying to commoditize model access itself. If the underlying model is free and open, then the value shifts. It shifts to whoever has the best data, the best workflow, the best distribution. And suddenly the moat isn't the model, it's everything built on top of it. Meta is doing this explicitly with LLaMA. AI, their strategy is basically seed the entire ecosystem. With our weights, get every startup and enterprise building on our foundation, become the de facto standard for open AI, the way Linux became the de facto standard for operating systems, and honestly, it's working. LLaMA derivatives are everywhere. The tooling, LLaMA, VLLM, LLaMA CPP is mature and fast moving. And if you're thinking, didn't OpenAI say the opposite last month? Yeah, they did. OpenAI and Anthropic are still primarily closed. Still API metered, so betting that frontier capability justifies the price. AI, and for some use cases, it absolutely does. But the pressure is real. They both released smaller, cheaper tiers, GPT-40 mini, lighter Claude variants, because the market is sending a very clear signal. There's also a regulatory dimension here that I don't think gets enough attention, especially in Europe. GDPR, data sovereignty, the EU AI Act, all of these push enterprises toward local or VPC hosted models. If your data legally cannot leave your infrastructure, your options narrow fast. AI, and suddenly Mistral. with its European headquarters and open weight models, looks less like an underdog and more like the only option that checks all the boxes. Quick hits before we go. Microsoft's Phi series models in the 3 to 14 billion parameter range are now being baked directly into Windows Copilot Plus PCs, meaning AI that runs entirely on your laptop, no internet required. Google released Gemma, their own open weight family targeting Android and Chrome OS on device use. AI, and someone on a Reddit engineering thread last week posted a breakdown showing their team's 8 billion parameter fine-tuned model outperformed GPT 3.5 on their specific classification task by 12 percentage points and cost 97% less to run. The comments were, predictably, a mix of this is the future, and yeah, but can it write poetry? Reader, it cannot, but it doesn't need to. So here's the thread connecting everything today. We've been conditioned to think about AI in terms of a hierarchy, bigger, smarter, better. And that framing serves the frontier labs. AI, it keeps you on the expensive API. It keeps the benchmark wars front and center. But the real story of 2025 is that AI is maturing into something more like infrastructure. And mature infrastructure gets optimized. It gets specialized, it gets cheap. The engineers who understand that the right model for the job is almost never the biggest model, those are the ones building things that actually scale. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.